CITR 101.9 Ninth Wave Radio, episode 53. We got special guests in the house. But we're going to start off this show like we do every show with some jazz. Black History Month. I haven't been broadcasting for pretty much the whole month, but I'm here now. We're going to start off with Roy Haynes, Wondering. Roy Haynes, born 1925 in Boston, primarily self-taught. He began work locally in 1942, ended up playing for Louis Russell, Lester Young, on his way to Miles Davis, and eventually became Charlie Parker's drummer of choice in the late 40s. He gigged with Monk, Dolphy, Stan Getz, Chick Corea, Sarah Vaughan, Bud Powell, Pat Metheny, many others. How I came under Roy Haynes was a song called Higher, produced by J Dilla for Q-Tip. And it's a great song. And connecting those dots is what we do on Ninth Wave. Roy is 93 and still rocking. Peace to the legendary drummer. We're gonna get into some new music out of Vancouver. This fool has been rocking. He just had an album release or a single release for his upcoming album, Psychedelic. The song is called Final Boss by Johnny Tobin. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Observing of earth with a concern for what this woman is worth. She's a servant of words, fate, letters of love and hate. So underappreciated that nobody knows her name. One hell of a rough life that wasn't part of a game plan. Love beaten and raped by the same man, and she still stands, even though everybody laughs at her. But her anger is never a laughing matter. Her presence is felt powerful like natural disasters. Often dabbled in politics and life she had a master's. Brother was named Saturn, mother was born a star. Kind of a world traveler but never strayed too far. She learned to adapt quick only cause she had to. Covered the bruised scars, facelifts and tattoos. Caught in the system, she was constantly moving. So unpredictable but still practiced the routine. Knew she was a queen, but they treated her like a slave. Working 7 days a week, digging her own grave. Every day she would awake, no recollection of the past. A new beginning every morning, but how long would it last? Amnesia, we all march to the same drum. Is this the end if we forgot where we came from? So raise one and put your cup to the sky. A mile high, a mile high. Amnesia, we all march to the same drum. Is this the end if we forgot where we came from? So raise one and put your cup to the sky. A mile high, a mile high. She got caught up in the industry like a brand on a shelf. Used and abused daily but could handle herself. Through the scandal and bad health she managed but had help. Got in with the bad crowd as they vanished the vast wealth. Lonely and left out, Gaia went about the business. No interest in the knowledge, they exploited all the riches. Nobody's mistress but prostitutes agreed. Often tried to leave but couldn't, had too many mouths to feed. No one could tame her, only fear that you could hear. In the crowds as she would turn, but couldn't make them disappear. Severe, her injuries suffered, it would attack her. Each time she recovered, but damn, would you play a factor? Covered in bandages, she thought the time would heal. But only her followers could see the beauty when revealed. In her face, you'd see the poison and regret. Disappointed from the heartbreak, the drama and the stress. Overwhelmed by the pressure, she started to lose hope. Assembled the last tears and summoned a quick note. Remembered the first love and she wrote, life or death. Can't have one without the other, and took one last breath. Amnesia, we all march to the same drum. Is this the end if we forgot where we came from? So raise one and put your cup to the sky. A mile high, a mile high. Amnesia, we all march to the same drum. Is this the end if we forgot where we came from? So raise one and put your cup to the sky. A mile high.
think I made it. I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that, you that. Girl, you share your truths with me, and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me. Can't spend time on a nickel and dime it. I got me a girl, she don't want no diamonds. A daily reminder to holler at God. Like, where did you find her? Good looking, my nigga. Everything around me, I took it. Did it with only the niggas I knew. And a few niggas I thought I knew better. Let go my bitches, I always do better. But you're more top echelon. My next probably be a step backwards. Niggas front when they can struggle with love. Like a drop mates, be the best actors. I'm done with all that tough acting. John Madden with a star habit. So it happens. My niggas want life's good things. They still dreaming. And you deserve them too. I'ma do it just so it happens. I think I made it. I think I made it. Cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that. You share your truths with me, and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This one's for you.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
I'm hella faded.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
La 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 la.
I'm hella faded. I'm hella faded. These niggas been hating. I don't know the reason now. Sometimes I feel jaded. They don't see the real me. They only know cold. They only know cold. Oh, I had to get back. I had to resort to turning my back. I'm doing just that. True that. I thought he was through with me, but that wasn't true. The proof. You in the coupe with me. God shuffled the cards, dealt me a hand with impossible odds. Put an obstacle course up, look, and I conquered them all.
Conquered them all.
With minimal effort, I'm fresher than sock in your jaw. Fuck, they spinning my record so heavy, I'm topping the Forbes. Stuck in a rock in a hard place, though. Is it true what they say? The higher you go, the longer the fall. Well, I dropped to the floor, the knock at the door was on cue. I thought that I saw it all till I saw you. Now I call you when the sun shines and the rain dries up. I'm a pit bull, but for you I be on chain tied up. In the backyard with a muzzle on, tail wagging like Oregon Trail, waiting on you to come through just like you do. Well,
I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the time and I had to get low. I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to get back. I had to get fast. You share your truth.
All of your patience. If money makes a man strange,
we got to rearrange
so
that.
What makes the world go round?
Listen, I don't know.
Gotta change how it's going. Yeah. If money makes a man strange,
we got to rearrange
so
that.
What makes the world go round?
Listen, I don't know.
Gotta change the way it's going down.
Fell in love with this fish who got caught in my mesh.
But
yo, she burned my scene up like David Koresh. I guess a diamond ain't nothing but a rock with a name. I guess love ain't nothing but emotion and game. It's the lesson well learned, cause praise is well due. I'm sending off a big out to Kenny Cow. And at a reservation for the resident crew. And yo, get your bowl, cause we cooking up stew. See, them Cubans don't care what y'all niggas do. Colombians ain't never ran with your crew. While you acting all spicy and shiesty, the only Italians you knew was Icy's. Niggas price me, I'm keeping it clean like a washing machine. Hey yo, get your locomotion running to full steam. I'm sending out a greeting to my man Dasim. I got a child, so I got to get the green, right?
If money makes a man strange,
we got to rearrange that.
What makes the world go round?
Love is against the law. Listen, I don't know.
Gotta change the way it's going down. If money makes a man strange,
we got to rearrange
so
that.
So what makes the world go round?
Love is
against the law.
Listen, I don't know.
Gotta change the way it's going down.
It's getting hot this year.
It's
getting hot. It's getting hot this year.
It's
getting hot. I own the deeds to some acres in the West Indies, where my pops is building residence to house my seeds.
Now here's the lead.
Y'all niggas pray to hot rods and not God, while Versace play your bitches like Yahtzee, cracking jokes like you potsy. When's the last time you had happy days? Blazing up your herb to escape the maze, but the problem stays.
Think big, get it big, it's my motto. You can go and play your lotto. I'll be singing like, baby, won't you be mine? You'll be pressing rewind. You can never see mine. Keep your eyes focused. You can't touch this or poke this. Style is crazy bogus, so you can't try to approach this. Stomp you out like roaches. Pulling on my coattail like some horses pulling coaches. Whoa, your roller coasters. It's hotter than the temperature that's cooking in your toasters. While the heat'll put you deep into hypnosis.
It's getting hot, y'all. If money makes a man strange,
we got to rearrange
that. So what makes the world go round?
If love is against the law,
listen, I don't know.
Gotta change the way it's going down.
If money makes a man strange,
we got to rearrange
so
that.
So what makes the world go round?
By the Malta, to the mood, it's the mode, it's the culture. Where there's food, there's vultures. More Tony now, back then I was salsa. I was sent like a penny in a loafer. The Tupac, Deepak, Chopra. on a plane drinking wine with Oprah. When I miss the dap, I ain't mean to insult her. Black Caesar, Io, Amo, Roma, Tutto Bene, Vino Rosa. My Dominican girl, she loves soca. Take her to Mineta, take her to the Mocha. Most of my friends at home that I'm close to, when they talk, put it on stone like a sculpture. Used to be a hooper, now I'm a hoper. Thoughts I bring to life like an ultra. Sound, I'm bound to the underground. Breaking walls down for the black and brown. An activist is active now. How far will you go for exposure? Little homie in the paint trying to post up. Don't make me have to put you on a poster. Posterized by what I vocalize. Weather the storm like I know the skies. Yeah, we wear the mask, but I know no disguise. These signs of the times are notarized. Written by the Lord of the skies, mortalized. In us, I got cold through cruel winters. Grandma's defenders, Fred Hampton's agenda. Never been good with pretenders. They lying on the king like Simba. Dinner, Branzino, and red wine. Quality share time. Fucking and laughing till it's bedtime.
Red like my lips, blue like past thoughts, brown like your eyes. Just enough time, I can't deny. All too close tonight. Might be too nice. These New York nights got me taking chances. I think your hand might just look
what going on around us, but these issues so beyond us. Needing time to heal our conscience, time to recognize our problems. We so caught up in the dollars, ballers thinking that they run us. Hundreds got us feeling grown up, we so lost, we need a compass. A young teen fiending to be lean, wishing that my ass looked smaller in my jeans. I lacked the self-esteem to see that I was just a god under the sun. But it all changed once I began to bun.
Mary Jane, she was my first. At 13, she quenched my thirst. She said, come hang, girl, I can show you things. She came through, that was cool. Got a little better at art school. We hung out almost every single day. You take my head to the clouds. Keep my feet on the ground.
First joint, I got so paranoid, annoyed I couldn't feel my voice. With substances, abusive boys, my vices always brought me joy. But Mary Jane, she taught me how to love myself again. And moments later, I picked up my pen to convey just how my story went. She taught me how to value health a different well. So now I wake up sipping green juice, meditation, feeling well. I'm looking at my future brighter than it ever has. So every day I'm thanking Jah for the grass.
Sometimes you'd steal the show. When I was only 22 years old, he'd say you're biting up all of my time. Couldn't help that I wanted to do nothing but kick it with you. You make me feel so good, it's a shame. You take my head to the clouds. Keep my feet on the ground.
Kiss the taste of salt off my cheek and hit hard, didn't think that I deserve love. Until I met you and you showed me the world I
That was Back to Back, I Am You Are, with Blue Dream featuring T Crystal.
Shouts T.
Yeah, yeah, say what's
shout
up.
Shout out to T Crystal.
What up? This is Jenny from I Am You Are.
This is Mikey from I Am You Are.
And you are here for the first time.
Yeah, I actually went to UBC.
What?
It's my first time,
so
being
not
on
the first time.
Being on CITR, so it's very exciting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm excited about that. Brief recap on the music played. Roy Haynes, Wonderin'. Johnny Tobin, Final Boss. Def 3 and Mosaic with Amnesia. Baz featuring J. Cole, Tribe. De La Soul, It's So Easy. Little Dragon, After the Rain. And Common, Red Wine featuring Sid and Elena. Into the IMUR tracks. Welcome. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
First question I like to ask, in the famous words of Nardwuar the Human Serviette, who are you?
We are I Am You Are.
Great.
We are musicians here on the west coast of Canada, unceded Coast Salish territory.
Fuck yeah, thank you.
Born and raised, grateful every day.
I think I forgot land acknowledgement at the beginning of the show, which is against protocol, but I've been very, very diligent about it, so I think I can get off with one. But we are on unceded ancestral Coast Salish territory, the Hunkmeanin speaking Musqueam Nation. Shout out Slay with Tooth, Squamish, and all surrounding bands. First question, we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get to the hard hitting questions here.
Juice.
I just want to ask, what music did you guys grow up with at home? Like, what's early inspiration for y'all? Like artistically, not just singer and not just beat maker, mm-hmm. producer, but like, what's the first time art was like in your life and you realized it was going to be a part?
Yeah, I mean, my whole family's musicians. So growing up, my parents would rehearse in the garage, So it's just kind of a part of blood. And, you know, we obviously listened to a lot of what they were listening to. My parents were really open. They had listened to all kinds of shit. So we've got that like solid kind of rock background. But the second that my brother could get, what were those like subscription CD services you could get like way back in the day?
I guess they were
mail order.
Yeah, yeah. My brother was into that, and like I just did whatever my brother did.
You get like compilations and stuff.
Yeah, you could just literally mail order like 20 CDs, and it was like you get deals.
Yeah.
So that's when we were like getting like the Fugees and like.
Through what? What magazine was he mail ordering all this?
I don't even know, dude. Like, I mean,
back in the mail order days.
Yeah, this would have been
pre-internet.
This would have been early mid 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, but that's kind of when we were getting our feet wet with like R&B and hip hop and that kind of thing. And of course, just like any other BC girl, I grew up just loving pop and all that shit. So.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But, and how about you?
My dad gave me a Zeppelin 4 CD.
Yes.
When I was like 8 years old. And so that was the first time that I had a physical piece of music in my life. I just played that thing on repeat.
Over and over.
I got into guitar through my dad as well, and then my next door neighbor and I started playing guitars together, doing Blink 182 covers.
Yeah,
and
that's how I started playing guitar,
kind of like stuff.
Blink covers.
Yeah. But then I started to get into pop music as well, and like a little bit of R&B because I was figure skating, and all the girls at the figure skating club would play like Britney Spears and Missy Elliott.
So you're just into it.
And like,
no shame.
We just like,
why would there be shame with Britney Spears and Missy Elliott?
Yeah, especially when you're just
But I
like
understand at that
down.
Time what it might have meant for you to be into that. Because I know, like, if I was a big Britney fan when I was super young,
dude,
that might have been a problem with some people.
I think that Hit Me Baby One More Time was like the second CD I ever owned.
Yo.
Right after that, it was
writing
on the Wall by D Child.
Yeah.
And then it was Justified by Timberlake.
So this is like Timbaland.
I fucking love that shit.
Wow, dude. There's the Timbaland Justified documentary making of.
What?
It's like, I think it's even on YouTube, like five parts.
What?
It's phenomenal. It's like Pharrell and Justin like in the studio. It's just amazing.
I know what I'm
find
doing
it. Find the Justified
Timbaland
making
actually,
of.
He just came out with a masterclass. So.
Yes, I've been seeing him
fuck?
Just like shrugging on my Facebook forever.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like, I'm like, I got to check that out.
Yeah, yeah.
Beat making masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a beat making masterclass still.
That would be cool.
We were talking about that earlier. You just gotta squash and squarble.
Oh, yeah,
you're good.
All different kinds.
Just squarble. I met you when you were playing in a band called Greet the Mind.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
That was the name. That's the name of the band.
Yeah, Greet the Mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew
shouts
it.
Out
I
to
knew
Igor Puzinov.
Yeah. What happened to him? What happened to that group? And how did you guys get started?
So we got started. I was like getting into Ableton here at UBC, and then I literally like I saw him at a show. He added me on Facebook, and then I saw in one of his profile pictures he had a MIDI keyboard, and I was like, yo, do you mess around with electronic music? You got a MIDI keyboard? He's like, yeah, come over to my place. And that night we made like a slapper. And I was like, whoa, I like I've never made something of substance before. You know, I've like never like made anything that I was like cool. I've only just farted around and made like silly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So from then on, I was just like, yeah, we're hanging out every day. This is the best. And that's kind of how Greet the Mind started off.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What's your guys' home setup like? What do you have for gear at home? And do you partake in a larger studio setting, or do you like the at home DIY?
It's like the DIY thing. I really like the DIY setup that we have. We're in a studio with Michael Redd and Eli Muro.
Right. Yes.
Shout
That's
out
cool
Chapel
that you guys
Sound,
still
Lightest
that
Sound.
Going on. Shout out
yeah.
Chapel Sound, Lightest Sound.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, it's a pretty modest setup. We just have like the Apollo Twin, which makes all our recordings sound decent.
Yeah.
Doing all our own instrumentation, lots of MIDI, as little samples as physically possible because trying to make some skrill on this music. So.
Straight up, dude, man. And what the brief thing about the De La verdict, they're finally going to get Tommy Boy got rights to De La's music again because they lost those masters. And when De La came out, they didn't think De La was going to be popular, so they didn't clear any of De La's samples. And ever since then, De La's been paying the price and hasn't been able to release any of their music over the 30 years they've been around, like longer than almost any hip hop group of their time. 30 years, they haven't been able to have any of their music on streaming. So they've been missing out on millions of dollars of royalties. I mean, it doesn't really matter how much, but just due to poor business, that wasn't even their fault. Mm-hmm.
I heard Drake,
you know,
he re-released his first beat tapes with cleared samples so that you can make money on the streams.
Drake?
Yeah.
He made beats or like beats that he...
No, like the beats that he was rapping on.
Cool. Oh,
yeah,
cool.
And all the samples are cleared now, so he's just raking it all in.
Oh, so he's re-releasing them. Like, here's my old stuff, and then he's getting all these sales.
That's right.
Jesus
Smart
Christ.
Guy. Smart guy.
Fucking guy. And it doesn't even matter if it's any good. Like, Drake's like, he's at that level.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. India.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to India.
What did you learn? What was the number one most valuable lesson? Anything?
India is exactly what people tell you it is, and it is also exactly opposite. Yeah. So just go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
The pendulum swings further on both directions in India. There's a lot more life. There's a lot more death.
Yeah.
There's a lot more spice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It is a wild and wonderful place.
Yeah.
I think that is the best way that I can describe it.
Definitely wild.
Super cool. I think me and a lot of people were living vicariously through some of your posts. You know,
we were trying to story it up.
Yeah, it made it interesting for me because, like, I just have my experiences with people telling me about it, but never had I felt like I was, you know, on the streets with you guys. So that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, it was a big experience for us, and we also were very grateful to have some help from. The provincial and federal government to get over there.
Cool.
Shout out Music BC.
So it was like, we need to make everybody feel like a part of this because it's only because of everybody that we're here.
Yeah.
So it was the least that we could do to make sure to share as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun.
And you have music coming with some collaborators out of India.
Yeah. We're going to work with a couple of artists over there that we met through, Red Bull and a couple of other labels, and that we were lucky when we got to play there, we got to play two major music festivals.
Yeah.
So we were lucky that we got, you know, to experience each city with a club venue, but on either side of it was a sandwich tour, and either side was just this amazing festivals.
Like, cool.
Mind blowing. Like, you know, we're playing with Joe Satriani and
FKJ.
You know, hanging out with Nightmares on Wax, and then also people that were just in attendance that, you know, we love and respect here that we don't get to see often, like Librarian.
That's
and
wild.
Delhi to Dublin. Like, they were just
so
there
it was like a Canada showcase type thing, or was it like a BC showcase?
Yes and no. Like, I wouldn't call it a showcase. It's just that they have a company there that is a tour company promotions, and they're just trying to get people from outside of India to tour in India, right? Because it is a tough travel, and so not a lot of people make it out there. Mm-hmm. So they're just working with the government and kind of, you know, picking a couple of international ready acts that they feel, and they'll take them over, and
cool.
It's a really cool experience all around.
I'm glad you guys got the opportunity to do that.
Oh my gosh,
and I can't wait to see the art that influences. I want to talk about writer's block, what that even means to you, whether you think that exists, and if it does for you, how do you deal with it?
I definitely used to think that it existed, and I would get really like down on myself, or almost like punish myself for when that happens. Don't like put yourself through that. There's no use. There's like, it just seems more, what seems more accurate to me now through going through this process is that there is a time to... sit back and observe and listen and live and feel, and then there's a time to express that.
Yes.
And if you're getting upset with yourself during that sit back and observe time, then you're skewing something that could be really valuable to you in the future. So no.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as writer's block.
I'm also a firm believer that there's no such thing as writer's block, and that I used to think that creativity was a well, but I know now that it's a river. And rivers flow slowly sometimes. Sometimes rivers pool up and then explode
sometimes
everywhere.
And sometimes rivers dry out.
Sometimes rivers dry out, but then it gets stormy.
Yeah.
And the water starts to flow
again. And the rains come. Yeah, and you got to be ready. You got to be ready to catch that wave.
Yeah.
like what you said, there, and that's just something I've held dearly for a while. There are times for letting go, and there are times for taking in, and you have to know when it's that time. And like over, there's times when you are writing, and there's times where you have writer's block. It's more just there's times when you're gonna write dope shit, and there's times when you're not.
Yep.
You know, and that's okay, because that's practice.
Yeah.
You know, shows are practice. Oh, totally. Like shows, every artist comes to their best. It's like, no. Yeah. Shows, and we can all attest to this, or a DJ set, it's practice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's practice as much as it's me putting on a gig to get paid. It's like I'm working out how to do my thing better.
Yeah, it's all the process.
Oh, yeah.
It's all the process.
And people don't realize, too, how much... Like, you can prepare so much for a show. I'm talking, and we do this, months and months and so much work. And there's so much that's out of you. Like, if the sound guy wasn't feeling great that day, all right? No one's trying to hear you the way that you were trying to have them hear you.
Traffic's crazy,
You know, just shit happens.
Get no sound check or just you get a great sound check and then shit goes faulty.
Yeah.
I planned for this show, and I'm taking longer than I thought it was going to take. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
A human error, but that's also part of the beautiful thing of art, is that you get that human error and you get those mistakes, and those sometimes create the best results.
It is beautiful.
And that gets me into further questions about vulnerability and its importance in music. How do you guys feel about vulnerability? I guess the idea of like a safe space is something I like to ask guests. What does safe space mean to them? And again, does it exist? Is it? What does your safe space look like? And if you don't have one, that's totally fine. And if you do,
just like in
what
life,
does it look
or
like?
Or
in life,
like
yeah,
for creativity,
like yeah. And what do you like in your head? Like, what does safe space mean? What do you define safe space as? And if you have one, what is it?
I think it's something that in a way you have to help create it for yourself, because as much as I'd love to believe that the world is a safe space, it's not. And so I think by taking these moments and these times to be creative and be able to express yourself in a way that you might not in daily interactions, I think is really admirable. And that's why I think for me, vulnerability in art is it's a major key. Like we were talking about this earlier, but like it doesn't really matter what genre of music you play. If you're being a bit open and vulnerable, then I'm able, or anyone is able, to connect with that.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit harder when it's just bops are still fun. But if there's no real
element of
human emotion, then it's, for me, it kind of goes over my head, and it might be a flavor of the week, but something that we can all connect with and live with and go back to.
It goes the distance.
It's feelings.
Yeah. Definitely. A part of that I got that question from is that I was watching a performance, and No Name said, let's heal the world with vulnerability. And something about that statement seems just kind of radical, because like, how are you going to heal the world with being vulnerable? Like, it just sounds...
It creates safe space, because now I share something about me that you would have never guessed.
Yeah.
And now you know that, oh, it's okay that I feel this way because this person feels this way.
Yeah.
If we don't talk and we don't share, then everybody thinks that they have this crazy thing with them that no one else in the world knows about. And it blocks them from being able to connect and feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a very accurate thing to say.
Yeah, it's about trust and honesty, right? Because when you share something that you feel vulnerable about... You're offering to the room, and you're saying, I trust you guys that I will still live after I tell you this. And that if that happens, then everybody feels more comfortable.
Yeah.
Because you've expressed that you trust enough to share something scary.
Yeah.
So it's all about trust for me.
How do you feel about politics in music and personal politics? Whether it be just about the industry, or is it something you feel the need to put in your music?
No.
Or is it something...
I hate it.
Is it something that you feel like... Because like for me, I don't necessarily overtly talk about politics in my music. I know I feel some sort of way about certain things, but sometimes it can take away from the message when when I'm making, if I was to make art about the message that I'm just trying to be about in my life. And for me, actually, usually the art is the departure from those types of discussions. Yeah. It's my release.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as much as I value, and this is why I asked this question, I value political music and I value having that, a message about something you believe in your music, but I don't necessarily think it has to be there. I don't think the music's wasted if you're not talking about a political issue or whatnot. How do you guys feel?
I agree with you. I think that it's important that we all stay educated.
Mm.
Definitely.
I don't want to say that because I live in this bubble that, you know what I mean? Like, I can create my own reality that I shouldn't be informed. Mm. So I like to stay informed. I like to stay on top of things and I like to, you know, be open-minded. But I don't think that it's necessary for me to spread that through my music. No, I think there's other ways.
Yeah, there's causes that we are more concerned with than power amongst rich people.
Yeah.
So we'd rather put our love and energy into raising communities that we care about than politics.
Totally. Yeah. It's Black History Month, and it's clear that it's important for you guys to create out of your guys' collective experiences. But we also acknowledge that in hip-hop and in soul music, we're creating out of a narrative that came before us, out of an African narrative.
Definitely.
And in many ways, we're partaking in some of their traditions that oftentimes we're invited to, sometimes we're not. But a part of, I think, the musical mindset and culture is that it is for everyone. But how do you voice that, and how do you pay homage to Black artistry, and what importance does that play in your writing or in your everyday life?
It's one of the things that gets me the most excited about being a musician in general, is getting to work with every single demographic of people and bringing all those people together. Like, the music video that we did for Swirl was female POC director, writer.
Yeah.
Nancy Leisha.
I love that video, guys.
And she was like, really it was exploring all these different themes of sexuality, all these different genders, all these different races, and like, being a part of that piece of art was just the most gratifying thing in the world, because it's like, this is all coming together and I get to be an advocate for all of this being showcased.
Yeah.
There's nothing I want more.
And talking about vulnerability, I literally came out of the closet with that song. That I hadn't talked to my parents or anything before we released that, and so that was.
Is that how they found out, or was that just a part of the?
I mean, that came out, your care package to the parents. And then I was like, hey, you'll probably notice a theme here with the FFL video.
That's really cool. That's really amazing. And to me, that shows a testament to the power of your guys' music, and that it is like your lived experience, and that to me, that type of shit gets me fired up. It makes me cry. I love when I see artists come from a place of vulnerability and from like a true, just like exposing of themselves.
Yeah.
And talking about sexuality, like, how does that play into your guys' music? Like,
heavy,
right? Well, like, it's like you know, as a lot of times, female presenting humans need to look a certain way and be a certain thing for this industry that we're a part of. So like, how do you navigate that? Particularly, so it can be easier for dudes to just be like, I'm a musician and I don't need to put my dick on a pedestal, whereas it's different
when you're in a band with Jenny.
She's like, naked, socks on the peen, we're going Red Hot Chili Peppers, let's go. And then I'm gonna just be in a nice dress, and you guys can just have it. I mean, they would if they could.
I mean, you can. It's all good.
You guys can.
It's definitely a more accepting time, I think, than when I was growing up. Like, especially now that there's at least knowledge of Photoshop, and like, you know, we know nothing's real, right? Mm. Like, whereas like growing
up,
we didn't fucking know that, and it was just like a constant comparison. I think also just being in my 30s now, I'm a much more confident person, and I know that I have a lot more to offer than just what you see with your eyes. And if people can't figure that out, then I don't fuck with them anyways.
Straight up.
That's just how it is.
Yeah.
You know.
It's not up to you to try and prove yourself to everybody.
You can't put me in a Barbie box and try to sell me. That's not who I am. That's not, I have no interest in that.
Yeah.
And if that's what you're interested in, that's cool.
Yeah,
good for
that's
you.
Cool. Good for you. But like, I'm going to go this way.
Exactly.
You can,
exactly.
You can go your way.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I just, at the end of the day, again, it is about connection. And I mean, I get by. But yeah, sexuality plays into I am, you are a lot. I don't even think it was ever purposeful. To be honest, I was actually really shocked when people first started to say, like, hey, wow, like, your music's very sexual. I was like, really? Like, I thought it was sad, but okay. I guess it just oozes.
It keeps getting used in sex scenes.
You guys have sexy music. Like, it is sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it's about sex or not, or whether you're like, I'm going to write this sex lick.
Yeah, but it is exciting for me to express my sexuality in that because I, you know.
We're sexual beings.
Yeah, and it's maybe not something that I get to, have in the past been able to express as openly as I would in real life. And so, like, me getting to talk about queer relationships and fantasies and that kind of stuff, like, that's really special.
And show that through art in collaboration.
And it's special for me, and it's also a special time that it is so embraced and honestly so needed. Like, that other point of view, those other point of views, it's so refreshing when I hear a song that I know that it's, you know what I mean? It's a queer anthem. I'm like, oh, this song was fucking, this was made for me.
Yeah,
and I feel good about this. Like, that is a great narrative. Yeah, exactly.
And I personally need more of that. I just discovered this artist. I went to this drag show and somebody did their act to Jiggly Caliente.
Mm.
And I think she might be Filipino, but she's just like super bad and like a really sick rapper,
okay.
Actually, and like
I think I saw this girl on Instagram the other day.
Yo, Jiggly Caliente, bro. I've been bumping Jiggly Caliente. She's got a song called Fuck Boy, and it's just like fat ass high class, do it so well, like could give a fuck, like just like, and it's just like a queer anthem. All her songs are queer anthems just because of who she is. But it's like it's so empowering and it's so exciting to see. And like, I'm glad that the music's good. I just love seeing more positive, prominent, and what doesn't need to be considered like necessarily unique, queer, femme, just alternative artists. Like, I can't wait till the day where we're not looking at that like as like a new, fresh thing on the scene, and it's
100%.
Like,
but we're a part
commonplace.
Of that. Like, isn't that special? Like,
it's
our
super special.
The generation right now, like, it's that's a part of it, of what the future
special.
Is gonna be like. I love it.
I love it.
Feels so grateful.
It feels really good.
It
and
does
a
feel
question
really
I have
good.
Is, what are you grateful for right now?
Oh, grateful for you, man. I'm grateful for you, man.
Grateful for friends, for collaboration, for trust in music. Grateful for family. Grateful for people around me taking love into what they do.
Growth and positive change.
What is going on with this Biowana collab?
Biowana!
Biowana.
Yeah. Super excited.
Which we'll play a song of hers at the end of the show.
Yeah.
FYI.
I've been standing them hard.
Standing, for those who don't know, means stalker fan. It's short for stalker fan.
So Take You Back was the first single that I heard of them on. On Spotify. They were the singer for Carousel Scene for a minute there and then went in a solo direction and just killing it single month after month.
Yep.
Super R&B
cool.
Pop vibes, queer.
Yeah.
Black, beautiful. And we were just got really excited. I loved their writing and their style. And again, Vulnerability, hit the heartstrings. And I was just like, damn, who is this person? I need to know this person. And so we hung out. It was chill and just got to writing right away. One session, wrote this whole song.
Cool.
I'm super excited. It is like everything that I want to be hearing right now. And we're actually going into the studio and recording it on Friday. And probably a little early spring release. So keep your eyes peeled for that.
Wicked. Make sure you check out their music. They actually have a show coming up.
March 16th.
That's right.
Yes, March
with
16th.
Missy D, Kimortal.
Missy D, Kimortal at
Rio.
Rio. And JB the First Lady.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be so good.
I'm trying to be at that. I'm definitely trying to be at that.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of life advice you've ever received?
Do something every day for 2 years before you expect to see any results.
That's really helpful.
That's really helpful.
But
also
one
of those ones that
too early, right?
Yeah. Or just don't put in the groundwork. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I can speak for myself in a lot of pursuits that I have, where it's like if I know, and I see it when I do sit down and do it, I see the results, and it's just a basic work thing.
Yeah.
Groundwork. Do the work.
If you don't see any results after 2 years of doing it every day, just switch, because you have the most important thing now, which is the work ethic, and you can do anything. So
yeah.
It's game over after that.
Yeah. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. You'll find it.
Yeah.
And mine is, I'm gonna mess it up, but like something like, you can't pick the flowers for the seeds you just planted.
Oh.
You guys.
Oh.
You like that? It.
Next question. Arbitrary. Other side of the spectrum. What's your go-to Duffin's purchase?
Ooh, I mean chicken.
Yeah. Okay. That's mine
like
too.
Guh.
It's a banh mi.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean,
they have good
some pretty dang. Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah.
Like,
they got like the teriyaki chicken with
I've
like
gotten,
avocado.
Yeah.
And yeah. You know.
Or if you get banh mi and a fried chicken thigh, you got a fried chicken banh mi.
You put it in, you take
you
it off the
it
bone
inside.
And put it in there?
Put it inside.
Jesus Christ. What's next for you guys immediately?
Another studio session.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just
tonight?
We're writing more and more. But we're also lining up a West Coast tour.
Cool.
Going all the way down.
Yeah.
All the way down.
We can't tell you anything
Mexico.
Specifically yet,
right.
Because it's under wraps.
Yeah. Not
secret.
Finalized.
No, it's top secret.
Top
secret.
Top secret. Top
yeah.
secret.
But I think it's going to be a really beautiful year for IMUR.
Yeah.
As it has been. It seems
yeah.
to be...
I mean, we're just back working behind the scenes again, right? So it's just like that exciting time where
and
we've
terrifying.
Got like a million songs that we're working on and like plotting people we want to work with and places
yeah.
we want to go and
yeah.
see. And it's exciting. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the inhale. Like we just finished a huge exhale.
I know. It's yeah. Okay. I see that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's very
mm-hmm,
cool.
Mm-hmm. And Amin says, what's up? Y'all.
Yo, he's shouts to Amin.
Yeah, shout outs to Amin, our third leg.
Shouts to the third leg.
I mean
yeah.
That.
We're gonna play a song that he requested.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to be negligent of his presence, but it was kinda like a that I need to get all these questions done and it's happening now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're gonna finish with this song.
All Let's right. go.
Peace, y'all. We love you.
Biawana care. Peace.
How our bodies fit between the sheets. I can't help but get attached. Now I hate it when you have to leave. Trace my fingers on your back. Maybe I can make this moment last a little longer. Staring at your curves and falling for every word. I never thought I'd say that love could be the answer. Baby, now I know it's you who lifts this curse. I'll give you my all. If you say that you care for me, say that you care for me. I'll give you my all. If you say you'll be there for me, say you'll be there for me. I'll give you my all. Your curves and falling for every word. I never thought I'd say that love could be the answer. Baby, now I know it's you who lifts this curse. I'll give you my all. If you say that you care for me, say that you care for me.
Thank you.
Don't know what happened there. We're going on the next IMUR selection. Don't call me Kendra Diaz. A means pick.
Baby, no, you're lighting my light. Are we doing this right? Look in your eyes and your gaze is so still. Don't want to fight, but you make it a thrill. Don't know if you're mine. So if you want to stay, boy, we gotta work it out. No time to play, boy, you know what I'm all about. Run out of time, so don't try to call me.
I know you used to care.
The internet's not working right now, and I can't pull up this last track for these guys. But do you guys have any final shout-outs just for friends, fam? Last words.
We love silliness. You, friends, fam. If you guys haven't heard about our latest album release, please go check that out. 3033. It's live everywhere. It's very special to us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, throw it on when you're, you know, winding down with that significant other of yours. Or winding up with that significant other of yours.
Yeah, maybe you want to wind up.
You want to wind around.
Oh, give me a drop. Say your name.
Okay.
Say your name and say you're listening to
Ninth Wave.
He's going to type it for us because we got short-term memory. We got that indica memory.
In whatever order. This is the details. Say your name and introduce the show, please.
Yeah. Hi, this is Jenny Lee, and
this is Mikey J. Blige
from IMUR, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Ninth Wave Radio.
Ninth Wave.
Thank you, y'all. All right, peace.
Peace.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace.
See you in indeterminate amount of weeks.
Content. It's a great station.
Oh yeah, it's Fun Drive, and it's kicking off tomorrow at 4 p.m. We're raising money for the station. We're raising money for Discorder. We're looking at trying to get 40 $1,000. It's 80 plus years of this radio station. If you support local radio, if you support underground journalism and hard-hitting news from young people in your area, please support one of the oldest running college radio stations in the fucking country. I will be hassling everybody I know about that in the coming weeks. Goodbye. Ninth Wave Radio, episode 53. Bye.
Cash for amazing raffle prizes donated by UBC Players Club, the Museum of Anthropology, the calendar.ca, and so many.